3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah, well, okay, it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and suddenly, I don't feel very good. I got up about 45 minutes ago, ate breakfast, and now I'm just a little bit weird. What is wrong with me? I do have some tea here. This is fresh tea. Still a little bit too hot to drink. That was my first sip of tea of the day. It's a little bit too hot. Maybe I should wait on that for a minute. What is wrong with me right now? Is it my gut? What is bothering me? I don't know. But let's put on my glasses here. And we need to check the TV. Not because I need to know what is on. Yeah, suddenly I feel weird. I need to make sure it's working. Okay, we're getting one of the channels. That's good. Last night, shortly after midnight, my TV stopped working. Yeah, we've got another channel. Okay, I think we're back to normal. And when I say my TV stopped working, what went wrong was there was no video. The screen just went black, and I had audio, though, and I could change channels but not see anything, could hear the difference. And I could use other aspects of the TV. I could, get into my apps. Get into the apps and watch YouTube and do whatever. And I could plug in a USB stick and I could get stuff off there. So everything worked except for the cable video. And so last night I just, instead of watching TV, I can't remember what I was going to watch, but I just watched, YouTube videos instead, and I sat around playing musical instruments. Okay, so I'm glad my TV seems to be back in working order. I'm checking the weather channel, but they're not giving me any weather. I know it's a little bit warmer out today, just because it's very sunny. But they won't tell me exactly how much warmer it is, because it's at a commercial. Oh, there's a movie on that I like, but I don't want to jump into it now. We're over an hour into it. We're about halfway through it. And that movie is Inside Man, the Spike Lee film. Which was great, because when I first watched it, I didn't realize it was a Spike Lee film. I didn't know. And I watched it, and after about 2 hours, there were so many little things I noticed. I started thinking, is this a Spike Lee film? And then I checked the credits, and yes, it was in fact Spike Lee. But I'm not going to watch that today. Oh, what am I looking for? I'm going the wrong direction. I got to go low. To check for football, because the football is down low. And nope, we do not see any football on TV today. Gotta go up and check the higher number stations. And I'm seeing women's soccer on various channels and places. This is weird. All it says is women's soccer. From St. Mirren Park in Paisley, Scotland. What could this possibly be? Is this the women's national team playing Scotland or something? I do not know. Huh. But that's not on for another hour and 10 minutes. Oh, I might check it out just to see what it is. Oi, oi, oi. Oh, there's another movie. Do I want to watch it? No. And look what's on. Oh, the Bad News Bears Go to Japan. Starring Tony Curtis, Jackie Earle Haley, and some Japanese actors I don't know. Jackie Earle Haley, whatever happened to him? Well, he did in fact fall off the face of the earth for a number of decades. Oh, and then Pootie Tang is on at 1:30. Jackie Earle Haley, yeah, did nothing for a while. And then did Watchmen. And he was, the main narrator guy, Rorschach. So, yeah. Jackie Earle Haley. A name I know well because he was a big child star when I was a kid. And he was in everything. You saw him everywhere. Every show that had guest stars, he was on. Every movie that was for children, he was in. Oh, this tea is a little bit too hot still. So, yeah. Jackie Earle Haley. I'm glad he's back doing work. And he was in a couple of other things after Watchmen, mostly things where he was playing himself as an ex-child star. There was some David Spade movie he was in. Oh, and there was some other junk, but it doesn't matter. Oh, and look what we have up here on channel 222. Well, actually, it's not 222. It's really 216, but if you just push in 222, it'll take that automatically. All right, on Fox Sports 2, we have the 2018 FIFA U17 Women's World Cup live from Domingo Burgueno Stadium in Maldonado, Uruguay. So, we're going to flip over to that, and it must be at halftime because I've got a commercial. Okay. Well, the good news is my TV still works. That was freaking me out last night. And I didn't want to deal with it. So I just did other stuff and then I went to bed. Oh, I'll deal with it tomorrow. Basically, I had to reset the cable box. The weird cable I have requires a small box. It's very tiny. It's maybe, 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters by 1.5 centimeters thick. And I do know a quote secret end quote reset procedure for it. The cable company has an 800 number you can call, and it's automated, and you push some buttons, and it will reset your cable box. And I was going to do that, and I thought, well, maybe I should turn it off and turn it back on first. Because last night I tried turning my TV on and off again. I tried to do all kinds of stuff. But I didn't actually reset the cable box. So that's what I did. As soon as I woke up, I basically unplugged the cable box. Then I went and ate breakfast. 15 or 20 minutes later, I came back down here, plugged the cable box back in, and it eventually started working. So, yay, I guess I win. Oh, I win. Oh, and that reminds me. Oh. Why am I yawning? I am kind of tired. I stayed up a little bit too late again last night. I didn't mean to. Tried to go to bed early. Didn't work out. But I just remembered that I have to, speaking of movies, I have to look up a movie. A friend of mine was telling me about a cool documentary he saw. And now I'm trying to remember the name of it. I think it was called The Sunshine Makers. Yeah, that seems right. And he said he, did he say that he saw it on Netflix? I don't have Netflix, but I think my parents do. Maybe I'll make my parents watch this film. I don't know. Oh, Gunga Gunga. I'm very yawny today. I'm very tired. How can I be tired? I didn't go to bed that late, did I? It was before 4, at least I thought it was. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I slept for 7 hours. That should be good. I only woke up a few times. I guess I didn't really sleep all that well. I sort of slept weird, but it doesn't matter. And here's my cat. She was in the bathroom having a snack. Where are you going, Peppa? I guess we're not doing kitty stuff. Pippa's walking over to the other side of the room. Oh, yeah. So what else have I been doing last night? Last night I did watch a little bit of anime, which I will continue to do today, I'm sure, at some point. Later tonight, anyway. What was that called? I don't know the full I don't know the full name of it. It was abbreviated Oniai, which means, well, Oni is demon and Ai is a girl's name. And so when I first like saw it, I thought, oh, it must be a show about a girl who is also a demon of the magical girl variety, the magical girl subgenre of anime. So I started watching it, and that is not what it was. Not at all. Let's see, what was that called in English? I'm trying to think. It had a very strange title, and it was a very long title, and it was called something like, what is it? Come on, cat's trying to shred the carpet. What are you doing? Leave that poor carpet alone. That show was called something very weird, like, I'm in love with my brother. But it's okay as long as we're in love. That wasn't quite it, but it's something like that. But it's about this girl who has a brother complex. She is in love with her brother, her older brother, who's maybe, I don't know, a year older. And for some reason or another, that's not explained during the show, they were split up as children. And it's presumably during this time that she develops her inappropriate feelings for her brother. And they eventually get to live together again as teenagers in high school. I think the brother is like a year older than the sister. And the girl's just super excited because she gets to be reunited with her brother. The family stuff isn't explained. The family stuff is not explained why any of this is going on. So you're sort of left to just sort of wonder. And whatever school they go to, it's some kind of private school where they have dorms. And so the brother and sister team, they end up being in the same dorm. And then three other anime archetype girls move in: the warrior chick, the tsundere, and the ingenue. And they begin competing for this guy's attention as well, because they're all in love with this guy. And he returns none of their affections. He's always constantly reminding his sister that her love for him is inappropriate and that they're blood related and blah, blah, blah. And he's always turning down all the other girls' advances, which is also funny. It's just funny the way this all works out. It seems kind of pervy, or it seems hentai, but it's not. And all kinds of weird things happen. Let's see. The first weird, really weird sort of twist that happens is this guy, he works, but he keeps what he does as work a secret. He won't tell anybody. And at one point in time, he walks into his sister's room, and his sister is reading a manga that is about, well, a brother and sister who are in love with each other. Okay? And so the sister's trying to get the brother to read this. And he's like, "No, I'm not going to read that. Please keep that out of my sight. I don't want to ever hear you talking about this, blah, blah, blah." Because it's kind of a pervy book where the love between the brother and the sister is not unrequited. And so, of course, if you know anything about anime or manga, you know where I'm going with this. And yes, we find out that the secret work that the brother is doing is writing this story, this manga, about the brother and sister who have an inappropriate relationship. And that makes you start wondering, oh my God, does this guy have a thing for his sister? And he just pretends he doesn't, because, you know, that would be pretty typical, right? Right. And so then there's this little subplot about the guy's manager, his editor at the magazine he writes for. The editor starts to wonder the same thing. The editor plays the viewer in the manga or in the anime. And she starts wondering, oh my God, does he have a sister complex? Blah, 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 blah. And you're sort of led to believe maybe he does. But then after a while, you realize, no, he doesn't. Blah, blah, blah. And then another girl moves into the dorm. And she's like 10. No, she's 12. Everybody else is 16. This girl's 12. She shows up in the dorm, and everybody says, "Who the hell is this?" And she says, "Oh, I'm so-and-so's fiance, the guy's fiance." This is a 12-year-old girl. And it just gets weirder and weirder. It was very funny. How many episodes did I watch? I watched a bunch of episodes because it just kept getting funnier and funnier. Just, oh, it was really good. So if you want to see this, do a search for Oniai, Oniai. And if you see a title that says something like, "I'm in love with my brother, but it's okay, blah, blah, blah," then you found the right thing. It was so funny. I was highly entertained. Oh, yeah. I'm drinking tea. It's very good. Ugh. And as much as I would like to watch some of this anime this afternoon, I will not be doing that. I gotta wait until tonight. Because this afternoon I'm gonna go work on my amp some more. Gotta work on my amplifier. La 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 la. All right. Well, the good news is this game has started back up. This football game. This under-17 Women's World Cup from Maldonado, Uruguay. And I feel bad for them because there's nobody there. There's two teams on the field. They're playing football. But I have seen more people in the stands. I have seen more spectators at under five club games. There's nobody there. Where are the parents? Where are the siblings? I feel terrible for the kids. These are 16-year-old girls playing in their age group World Cup. And this game is Brazil versus Japan. We're still in the first minute of the second half, and the score is 0-0. So, I'm kind of interested. That Brazilian girl just did something very cool. Totally snaked the Japanese counterpart. And that's offside for Japan. All right, so anyway. Oh. Ow. Gotta stretch. Gotta get my back ready. Ooh. Why am I still yawning? Yeah, I gotta go over and work on my amp today. Which means I gotta stretch out my back. Which means maybe I should get in the bathtub before I go over there. Soak and relax. Because, I don't know, for some reason, this table that I'm working at, I gotta sit in a chair, and sitting in chairs is bad enough for me. Now I gotta sit in a chair, and I gotta lean over a table. And so, yeah, that's doing a number on my back, and I can only work on this thing for about an hour at a time. So, I have a feeling it's gonna take me longer than the amount of time that they suggested that this would take. What did they suggest that it should take? 16 hours? Was that what it was? Or 12 hours to put this thing together? Jeez, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of hand soldering. There's a lot of connections. A lot of external connections. I mean, soldering things to a circuit board is pretty quick. I mean, you just throw the components in, bend the leads, solder the whole thing in like 2 minutes, then clip all the leads. The thing that takes the most amount of time when soldering is soldering wires to circuit boards that then need to go to things like jacks or pots or any external connection. That takes the most time, because you got to sit there, cut wire, strip the wire, tin the wire, attach the wire to component one, solder, attach the wire to component two, solder. Takes forever. And I've got a lot of that coming up, because I'm building this circuit board. You know, they say, put all the parts on this circuit board, but it's not really a circuit board, it's an eyelet board. But they don't tell you to solder it. They don't want you soldering the components until every single one has been put in, including all the jumper wires that go to all the connections and stuff. Doesn't make any sense, and so parts are falling out constantly. Because not only that, it's a two-sided board. They want you to solder stuff on the back, and so you turn the board over, and all the stuff that's on the front falls off. There are some problems with this kit. And so if you get one, contact me, and I will explain some things that will make your life a lot easier. So, yeah, I'm still working on the boards. Haven't even begun soldering up anything. Just still putting pieces in it. It's so slow. It's so weird. Hours and hours and hours. How much time do I have in it so far? I don't know. The first day I worked on it for a while, but, I've got maybe a total of somewhere around 6 or 7 hours working on this amp so far. Yowza, yowza, it's gonna take a while. So anywho, that's where we are with that. What else am I doing today? I still need to go to another store. Still need to go to the other grocery store. It's not critical. Wait, or is it? What am I going to eat for lunch today? I don't know. But anyway. Ooh, so stretchy. I still need to get some waffles pretty soon, though. I've only got a few days of waffles left, and I got to buy some more maple syrup, so I got to go to the store at some point in time in the next couple days. Maybe I'll do that today when it's kind of warm. It's not below freezing today, I can tell you that much. Good tea. Oh, I like that goalkeeper's hair. That's the Brazilian girl? Yeah, the Brazilian goalkeeper. She has awesome hair. And you know what's weird is, okay, here's this. So I'm looking at the goalkeeper's hair, and it's just straight. It's long, it's about waist long. It's very straight. She's got wearing it in a ponytail, and she's got a hairband on to keep it out of her face. And I'm noticing something interesting about this. I started looking at all the other Brazilian girls. And do they all have long hair? Wait, is that one girl? Does she have short hair? And they all have long hair and ponytails and blah, blah, blah. Well, there's a few that are an exception to this rule. Yeah, there's two Brazilian girls with short hair. And all the Japanese girls have I swear to God, the exact same haircut. I am not kidding you. I'm gonna need to see some more footage. I need to see the beginning of this game when they were all lined up. I'm not joking. They all have the exact same haircut. Okay, now let's get some closer shots so I can get some better looks at these people. Did they do this as a show of team solidarity? That's possible. That's a Japanese thing. Because I don't think it's a coincidence. It can't possibly be a coincidence that all these girls have the exact same haircut. Wait, what about that girl in the back? Wait, wait, wait. Who's that? Number four? I could be wrong. Yeah. Number four has slightly longer hair and she has it in a ponytail.
Wow. Okay, so it isn't team solidarity.
That's just, an extremely popular haircut for 15 to 16-year-old Japanese girls who play soccer.
Okay.
I'm hip. I can dig it.
Oh, do I actually have any food I can eat here?
Think I have some egg rolls, but I might have to not eat the egg rolls. Last time I ate egg rolls, I thought they were bothering my guts. It might have been something else, but I don't know. It's just my imagination. And what is it about this Brazilian goalkeeper that I love? I love her hair. And I love her cute, bright green goalie outfit. And it's all matching. Her shoes, socks, shorts, and shirt are all the same color. That fluorescent green. That fluorescent chartreuse color. Does she have gloves on? Does she have matching gloves? Okay, here's the Japanese goalkeeper. Has the same haircut as the rest of the girls, except for that one. And now they're not going to show me the Brazilian goalkeeper. Oh, and I like this Brazilian number two. This little winger. She's kind of small and skinny. She's a little bit littler than everybody else on the field. And she's kind of mad about it. She's sort of got this attitude. It's great. And she's kind of cute. She's got that, look at my cute, angry face while I kick the ball. Oh. Yeah. Anyway, do I really feel like watching this? Boy, Brazil's really got Japan beat in the midfield, but they just can't pull the trigger. They just cannot get it past the offsides trap. Huh. Anywho, I guess what you really need to know is that we're running out of time, and you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I got to go. I gotta find something to eat or something, and then I gotta go work on my amplifier. So I'm gonna bail, and I will talk to you later. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.